This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good unusual Tuesday morning. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's May 26th, episode 1176, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse people.
Good Tuesday morning to you, and I do mean a good Tuesday morning.
Well, if you insist on being accurate about it.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
Your time in the saddle ain't as rough as a life in between, and the fence isn't there for you to straddle, and you can't change horses in the middle of your dream.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this unusual Tuesday with Jamie here. We are having a schooling day today, which means that the judges, which is you, all the listeners, have to forgive us for anything we screw up, do wrong, fall off, whatever, the bucking frenzies, whatever ensues today, you have to forgive us because it's our first day in the new system. Hopefully you're hearing us a little bit better on the new players. For those few of you that listen live, for all the people, 99.9% that listen to the recorded version, you should be hearing a great increase in quality, especially from Jamie, who apparently sounds much better than me.
Well, Glenn, I think you sound fantastic right now. It's poor Jennifer that we have to worry about. She's still stuck in the old Blog Talk system, sounds like. But you guys, see? The producer is like coming from the other room. That's yes. What it sounds like. I feel like I need to hug her. Like, poor Jennifer. It's like we all upgraded and she's stuck in the past.
Well, I told her she could upgrade, but it would involve keeping track of two computers, two microphones, and two completely different systems. And then she would have to remember which one to talk in. And she didn't like that idea. So,
yeah, I wouldn't do it either. Well, listen, what we're going to have to do, I've just realized, is re-record every musical episode we have ever done. We're getting Jared Rodgerson back because the music sounds amazing in this new system.
Yes, it does. And, you know, I never thought about that. But still, though, the callers are going to be coming through like they're on the phone because they are. So this is
That's real radio stuff right there. These are real radio problems. I love it.
Oh, now Robin says I sound really good today, better than the test episode we did. So sounding better than Jamie is the question, because I worked hard on that. I played with all the knobs and dials I could find to make me sound better than Jamie. I tried hard. Working on it.
I see that there's no response about you sounding better, so we can just move on.
Now, we bought Jamie a new computer to have even better sound for Jamie, because she has a little bit of a hiss that comes through on this computer, and of course, it wanted to update Skype right before the show, and then it wouldn't connect to the internet anymore, just like a new computer.
It's not working. I'm like, why do I need to update Skype? I freaking downloaded it 2 days ago. Seriously, people? Do I need an update?
Yep.
Ugh, ridiculous.
Yep. It's just like that schooling show. You go to the schooling show, you have to leave at 4 a.m., you have to load up four horses, and of course, horse number four refuses to get on. Everybody else is up there waiting, ready to go. Horse number four is just not getting on.
That's really a good analogy, Jennifer. And much like at a schooling show, if we screw up, we want the judge to come over and talk to us about it. Not throw us out of here. Just go, come talk to us about what our problem is, and then we will try to address it. So if you guys hear anything, seriously, please send us an email or whatever. And thanks for being here. Thanks for sticking with us through the really crappy sound we had before.
It appears that people are chatting through MixLR, which is how we get our live feed out now. I didn't even know it had a chat. And there's a whole bunch of people coming through there. I just wanted to say Jamie can't see those. So if you want to talk to Jamie, it's on Mixed.
I can't see him either.
Well, it's on MixLR where our feed goes out, and we'll have to work on that. I didn't know there was a chat, but a whole bunch of people are in there chatting.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. Are they saying good things or negative things? Good thing I can't see it.
They said, you sound terrible and Glenn sounds wonderful. I
lies.
Love that. you know, I don't know about the, you know, there's a couple things in there about sounding echoey and things like that. I don't know what that, we're only getting that from one person. So I don't know. We'll play with that. This is our schooling show. So I would say if you want to talk to us today, you want to Facebook message us during the show for those that are listening live. As I said, not a whole lot of people listen live. We have a ton more that listen to the recorded version.
Hey, Glenn, so. There might be more than we realize.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's schooling show?
On today's Omega Alpha Equine Tuesday schooling show, we'll do a little hand walk to check out all the scary new buttons and dials, and we are going to enjoy a steady stream of weekend adventures and news headlines throughout. And after tacking up in a leisurely fashion, we'll hop into the saddle for a chat with Debbie Locks, who's going to chat with Jamie about training wild horses. How appropriate for the day. Immediately after, the wacky world of horses will have a meltdown and gallop headlong through the schooling area. And last but not least, Tammy Sorantz is going to join us in the indoor arena as the entire state of Texas seems like it's going to float away amidst the continuing torrential downpours there. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Well, my daily whinny goes out to Dr. Dean Hendrickson and Dr. Falsato Balazzo. And I apologize for screwing up your name, which I'm sure I did.
Nah, you got it perfect.
Yeah, I'm sure it was great. They invented something called the surgereal. And surgereal are, it's actually life-like, actually horse-like because they're veterinarians. It's horse-like tissue that students at medical schools can use to practice stitching and cutting and things like that. And what makes this so unique is it has all the layers that the skin of a horse has, and it also has blood built in. So when they cut it, it'll bleed. When they stitch it up, they can stop the bleeding. It's really, really cool stuff. And apparently it's becoming very, very popular now at veterinary schools. Do you know what they used to practice stitching before?
Horses.
Well, cadavers. But before they went to cadavers, you know, your first step, and then you go to a cadaver. Your first step was using fruits and vegetables.
I was going to say, my vet told me if I wanted to practice giving shots when I was younger, to get an orange, to do it into an orange.
What kind of has the thickness you would expect of a skin, right?
I guess. I just like to fill them up with water until they about exploded. That's what I like to do.
Well, these guys did a great thing. Apparently, most of the veterinary schools around the country are now using the surgereal products. It costs $99 for a reusable 5-layer tissue pad, which they said is a ton cheaper than anything else they could buy in the market. And that's complete with the artificial bleeding. And so it's becoming very popular. They're also looking at inventing other things that they can use off of this as a variation of this. But there's a couple of veterinarians that are thinking, huh? Good job.
I posted the link to it on our Facebook page so everybody could see it because it's pretty amazing. It's just incredible.
It is cool stuff. Very cool.
If only you could get your horse to stand as still as that.
Yes.
When you're getting stitched up.
That's true. Didn't think about that. Now they need moving ones.
Yeah.
I need it flopping on the table. All right. Your turn.
My daily whinny goes out to the wonderful people who showed up for Lucas's birthday party with donations for MASH horses. We got probably over about $200.
Oh, wow. Yay.
I know. It was awesome. And one very large donation, but about $200 from everybody who came to the party. And some people still brought presents, which was totally unnecessary. He now has learned what cake is and what presents are. he was pretty excited about all of those things.
Now, was it real cake or was it some kind of vegan tofu cake?
Well, I made a watermelon cake for his other birthday. For his Oklahoma, we had a little birthday party, and it was great. But this one, I did not have the time. I did not have the energy. I just bought it at Costco, and it was consumed. But there was no hydrogenated oils in it. I did check that, although it was loaded with corn syrup, and I'm anti both those things.
Well, I got to tell you, when you posted pictures of the watermelon cake, I would have eaten that. I love watermelon.
Yeah, it's really good.
It did look good. Hey, I have an update for everybody. This is on Ellie O'Brien, who from New Zealand, who is a regular contributor to the Stable Scoop Show and has been here on Horses in the Morning before. She for 2 years now has been doing our training updates once a month, and she's a natural horsemanship trainer. And I'll fill you in case you weren't following along last week. She fell off a horse about a week ago and broke her L3, which is the third disc down from the top, in about 4 pieces. And she was at the hospital and had to be immobile. She basically couldn't move her head or back or anything because the pieces were so close to her spinal cord and they were afraid that she would become paralyzed. So on Monday, yesterday, she underwent surgery, and her dad is the sweetest man in the world, Paul O'Brien, and he listens to her all the time when she's on the radio with us. And he's been keeping me updated on Facebook. He writes me these long notes about what's going on, and he wrote me a note and said the surgery went incredibly well. The surgeon contacted them and was pretty pleased how it all went back together. Very lucky, he said, she was a whisker away from being paralyzed.
Oh, my gosh.
The nurses said they'd never seen anyone come back so alive and positive. She is. She's been posting videos every day on Snapchat of her and doing her various things she's allowed to do during the day and all the company that she's having. And it's amazing that, one, she looks that good lying in a hospital bed, and two, that she's remained as positive as she has. She actually got up and out of bed for the first time yesterday in a week, walked, and they let her take a kind of sitting shower. So she walked for the first time, which apparently was amazingly painful, according to her dad. But she has a long, long way to go and a long rehab. But the surgeon apparently was able to put it all back together, and her legs work. So that's...
I can't even listen to stuff like that.
I know.
The poor thing. Ugh.
I know, but it's all good. I mean, she's feeling good, and she's feeling positive. And you can go to Ellie O'Brien Horsemanship on Facebook, and you can see all her pictures or her videos that she's done every day and all the amazing fans and people she's had stopping by to see her. So good for her. She'll be back in the saddle in no time. Now, how was your long weekend? Did you get your husband back?
I got my husband back, and I got him back 30 minutes before Lucas's birthday party. He walked in and at 2:30, the party started at 3.
Yes, best present ever.
It was great. And Lukey was asleep. And by the time he woke up, I had Chad go in and get him, and I could just hear, Diddy, Diddy, Diddy. It was adorable. It was adorable. This is the first time Chad's been gone where Lucas kind of really noticed and missed him a lot, because he's at that age now where daddy is awesome. Before it was like, I'm a tiny baby. I don't really, he's been gone since last year. So it was definitely tough. And now I get, we're going to head to Atlanta at the end of the week. And then Chad's back the next week, and then he goes away again. So I'm going to enjoy every moment of the help that I have while I have it. But I had one of those, I was that girl this weekend, Glenn. Oh, I have that girl moment, and it's nothing to do with horses. Just nothing. I went to Costco to buy the birthday present or the birthday cake and a whole bunch of other items. So I am having my kitchen redone, and I didn't intend on it to be redone while Chad was gone. But I got a call on Wednesday, and they're like, hey, we're going to start tearing out your kitchen tomorrow. And I was like, no. How about Friday? I need at least another day. So on Thursday, I am unpacking, I'm packing my kitchen in boxes. I put all the boxes off to the side. It was a lot of work. My house is a disaster. So I've got zero kitchen. They rip out everything. Microwave, ovens, there's nothing in my kitchen. It's a blank wall. Okay. So I've got a refrigerator plugged in and a toaster and a coffee pot plugged into the floor in the living room. Okay. That's like how I'm living right now.
Welcome home, honey.
Yeah. Well, forget him. He didn't have to do all the work. He wasn't even here. So they rip out everything. I have no husband. I have no kitchen. I'm having a big party, by the way.
I hope it was an outdoor party. You know, usually parties, everybody gathers in the kitchen, not at your house.
No, I put a sign at the front door that said, go around the side gate. It was in the backyard. Nobody even went in the house.
Oh, good.
So it worked out. Also, aside from having no husband and no kitchen, I have no credit cards. My credit cards have been put on hold due to international usage. Well, no kidding.
Oh,
my husband
no.
is international. Yeah.
The fraud department caught you, huh?
Yeah. They said, basically, why is somebody trying to use a card in Indonesia? Shut them down.
That's a good question, actually.
Yeah, so, it is. Yeah. Typically. I think he had said he was going to be out of the country, but I guess it didn't work out. They froze it just in case. So, I have no husband, no kitchen, no credit cards. So I have a debit card, like that debit card you get when you start your account, because I've lost my debit card. I don't know where that thing is. So I've got just the debit card. So Costco won't accept just a debit card. So
really?
I had to go. Yeah, it has to be a Visa debit.
Oh,
so.
I didn't even know there was a debit that wasn't a Visa debit anymore.
Hey, dude, it's like when you get your account, it's like the starter card until you get your card in the mail. It's that basic. But thank God I saved it, right? Because otherwise, I'd have been screwed.
You know, you do have a checkbook.
Nobody takes checks anymore.
Walmart does, because the lady in front of me took 2 hours writing out the damn check the other day.
Yeah, I'm not going to write a check at Walmart. And I'm not getting my son's birthday cake from Walmart. I just can't do it. Emotionally can't do it. So anyway, Costco has I go to an ATM and I pull out the exact amount that I think I'm going to spend. I'm like, I'm going to spend $200 on groceries and the presents and the beer and all the stuff for the party. So I get $200. And so I go to the checkout line. And I'm like, nailing it. I nailed it, Glenn. $197 was what I spent. Until they said, oh, Mrs. Jennings, your Costco membership is up. That'll be an extra $55. No! Like, I have planned, and I was like doing math in my head walking around the stupid Costco. So I was that girl who had to go, how much was that? Okay, take that off.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. No, I wasn't right back. I was like, you're going to have to put it back. If you're not going to, I was like, can I please just do this next time? I promise I'm going to come back. They're like, nope.
They do a one-time guest thing. You could have been a one-time guest.
I don't think they
do that anymore.
Oh, maybe not.
There was no options. No options. So I had told everybody I was going to have hot dogs and bratwursts. There was no bratwurst. There was many things that I had to put back. And I was totally that girl in the line who was like, how much are we at now? Okay, hold on. Take this back. Embarrassing. I'm like, I have money. I promise I can pay for these things. I just don't have it right now. My husband's out of town and my credit cards are canceled and I have no kitchen and I'm having a birthday party tomorrow and my son has been sick and I can't do it. I can't take it. Car was out of gas too. I was like, forget it. I'm going home on fumes. Chad is going to get in the car this morning and realize that neither car has any gas in it. The truck and the car.
That'd be normal for our house. I'm used to that. So it was like later in the afternoon, it was like, oh, sweetie, it's okay. I know you're hungry. Go have another piece of cake. Have another piece of cake. Have another piece of cake. We got plenty of cake. I got cake.
You know what I did Saturday night? I was like, how does nobody invite me over for dinner? Am I that unpleasant where nobody wants to have me over? I had to call my neighbor and say,
that whole vegan thing.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think you're right. Excuse me. Can I come over and borrow your
Nobody
oven?
Wants to have the vegan over, Jamie.
But my child is hungry. I can't even make chicken nuggets for him because I have no oven and no microwave. Imagine living without any way to heat. There's no stovetop to boil water.
First of all, I think the part of the reason is that nobody understands what a vegan is or what they can eat. So it's like, you know, if I'm having a vegan over, I'm putting out a bowl of carrots and going, there you go, because I have no idea because,
you know what?
It's
that
true.
Been better.
It is true, though, isn't it? Don't you think that's the case? Is people just don't have any clue.
Yeah, I guess. You know what? There was there was a guy that came to the party yesterday. He's my neighbor, like four houses down, and he had some heart problems. And so he went vegan. I didn't even know he was a vegan. But of course, I had vegan food and I bought these really good, like spinach, artichoke, pesto, hot dog, bratwurst things that are vegan. And his wife was like, honey, she has vegan food. And the look on his face washed over with this relief of like, and I'm like, I get that look. I'm like, I understand, sir, what you are going through. And he wasn't vegan by choice. He's vegan by health, you know? And I'm like, please feel welcome in my house. Open arms to you, sir.
Here's some kale.
Here, have some kale. He was like, I was like, I get that look. I understand. He's like, there's vegan. Please, more, please. Like Oliver Twist, can I have some more? So, yeah, that was my weekend. I can't believe you haven't played the sounder.
That's because I can't find it. It's one I hadn't up. I haven't added to the list yet. I'm looking
Shame
for
on
it.
You.
But I have.
Shame on you.
Hey, we haven't mentioned horse in about 10 minutes. Horse, just throwing that out there. Okay.
So by the way, now. Costco does not have cakes with horses on them, so I had to put some little plastic toy horses in the cake.
Good. That's good. You floated right into the conversation. Thank you, there, Jamie.
See?
Little inside there for people who are listening along today.
For our regulars, yeah.
Yeah, for our regulars, yeah. We'll understand that little inside conversation.
A little Easter egg for you.
Hey, I will play this though, and I'll do it to myself because I realize what a disadvantage I put you at not being able to play sound files anymore. And I put myself at a disadvantage because I can't mute Jamie anymore. So I'm gonna meet you halfway and play this.
My little pony.
Because I took my pony driving on Sunday and we were out in our back field where it's a couple acres big, so we can do some trotting around there. And we were out with Beaker. Jennifer was riding Beaker and I was driving Scooter. And we come along the woods, and Scooter had his first experience with an alligator. So we're driving along the back field there, and all of a sudden, Scooter spooks sideways. I've never had that before. He usually bolts straight ahead. He spooked sideways. He jumped in the air, leapt about 3 feet, almost ran right into Beaker. And I think the only reason he didn't bolt is Beaker was actually in his way. He jumped sideways, and he was ready to go because he saw the rustling over by the woods. And I didn't know what was going on. This happened so fast. I mean, he just leapt sideways. And it was, oh my God. Well, he didn't bolt, thankfully. And I looked over, and sure enough, heading off into the woods was a huge 4-inch lizard. One of the little tiny 4-inch lizards was just jumping into the woods.
Your alligator. You live in Ocala, and that's your alligator story, is a tiny, weeny little 4-inch.
Tiny, weeny little 4-inch thing that Scooter thought was an alligator that was going to eat him alive.
Oh my God.
It was actually about 4 inches long. And it was one of
I was waiting for this story of bravery and valor where.
Nope, it was my pony being a total wusshead.
So what happened was this giant crocodile started to come out of the woods and began its pursuit of my carriage, but Scooter.
Being a total jerk.
Warned Beaker, and they galloped in the sunset just beyond the snapping jaws of
Now, this is a pony who lives with these lizards every day. They're around him all the time because we have lizards everywhere here.
Do you think maybe, because he wears blinkers, right? I mean,
yeah, but we got him the, what are they called, Jennifer? They're a different kind of blinker.
Most people call them no see backs.
Yeah, which means they're more open, so he can actually turn his head and see behind him. We switched to those because he was having so much trouble with the blinkers.
I wonder. Well, we'll ask Debbie. We'll have Monty Roberts' daughter on in 5 minutes. And we'll ask her. Because well, I would well, almost Glenn, say.
Glenn, you know, tell everybody about Beaker or Scooter's taste testing adventures and the giant ditch.
He's such a dummy. So we take him for a walk yesterday. We walk around the block because I didn't feel like harnessing up. I was kind of lazy yesterday. I didn't feel like harnessing up. So we take him for a walk around the block, and they've just put new roads down, and they put new concrete pads at all the driveways entrances. He thinks they're the weirdest things ever. Well, I finally got him to walk up on one, and he actually reached down and tried to take a bite out of it. He took his teeth and tried to take a bite out of it. I'm going, what are you doing? He's bizarre.
What did he take a bite out of?
Concrete. The new concrete pad that was there. I know. He sniffed it, he stomped on it, and then he reached down to take a bite out of it. It's like, wow.
Okay. Maybe he does need blinkers. Like bigger ones.
Like blinders? He needs blinders like the racehorses wear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Monty actually has these things that go over the horse's head, that horses that refuse to go forward, and they're like almost like blinkers, but you put tape over certain parts of the eyes to continue to reduce it as they start to learn to go forward. I think you just put blindfold on your pony.
Well, that might be the next step.
Put one of these things on that wraps around their eyes and just cover it with tape. And
the first rustling he heard from the woods, he'd be gone. He'd just be gone. I don't know. You know what? If we bring this up with Debbie, what she's going to say? You bought a Hackney pony. that's good. It's going to be her answer. That's the answer I've gotten from Wendy, because Wendy's not really a pony person. And she's like, well, you bought a Hackney pony. What do you expect? I keep reminding him, no, I saved the Hackney pony. The only reason I got a Hackney is because I saved the Hackney pony.
Well, you paid a good, $97 for it?
I paid $200 for that skin and bones.
You got robbed.
I know. Well, the only reason I did, I could have offered her $10 and she'd have taken it. But she had like 14 other horses there that looked like him. So I was like, if I pay her the $200, maybe she'll buy food for the horses. That was my theory. I was hoping, or at least for the horses or the kid, something.
It's like when we took that old horse, one-eyed horse, quarter horse, Will. Like, Chad was like, I paid her $250 so she would shut up. She just, I just had to shut her up. She was obnoxious. She wouldn't stop talking. So I paid her $250 to shut up. I'm like, this horse is almost dead. You just bought an almost dead horse. Well, God love him. He had him 2 years, so before he died.
Well, I got to say, it is so nice to finally hear you for the first time doing the show. You know, we couldn't hear each other very well either in the old system.
It is kind of nice.
And that's why we always had to hesitate when we were talking. Sometimes you'd see gaps, and now we can actually talk, like just have a conversation. We haven't written me or you in our chat once.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Because we're just talking like regular human beings. This is so nice. All right, well, let's see if a commercial works. Let's take a listen to a commercial for Omega Alpha, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to attempt to call our first Skype guest live on the air. We'll see how that goes.
Omega Alpha specializes in natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance, and they know how much personality and behavior can factor in the quality of our relationship, whether we're an Olympic-level competitor or modest weekend warrior. That's why they've created 3 different all-natural formulas to help us get the most out of our horse-to-human relationship. Chill Liquid, formulated especially for horses with pre-performance jitters, Chill Ultra Paste, with the added benefits of B1 and magnesium, and Premare, the hormone balancer for witchy mares, and you know who you are. Look for all of Omega Alpha's all-natural formulas at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
And we actually have been taking care of my sister-in-law's horse. And Jennifer, you said that she's on Premier, right?
That's right. Our Pam's horse is one of those mares. She doesn't get witchy so much, and she just gets completely psychotic. She's psychotic when she's in heat. So she put her on Premier a little more than a year ago, and she has stuck with it religiously. She really thinks it makes a difference.
This mare lives alone and has attachment issues. That's the reason she lives alone, is she doesn't want her, because, you know, the whole attachment thing every time you go out to work the horse. Well, she brought her over here while they were gone on vacation, and whew, this mare does get attached. There's horses in the farm next door. They're about 10 feet away through the double fencing, and she immediately bonded with those horses, and if they'd walk more than 5 feet away, she'd start screaming and running. It's like, oh, my God.
Man, I wonder what that is in horses, because, you know, some horses – like, I always think event horses do not have issues with herd bound because they have to go off by themselves. Like, Jet prefers to be by himself. Now, Edward, he prefers to be back at the barn. I would like to run back to the barn with all my friends that I just met 5 minutes ago. So I wonder what it is in the horse's brain that triggers that.
I don't know.
Independence or not.
I don't know. It's really weird because some horses just have it and others don't care. You know, Beaker doesn't care. Scooter, you know, doesn't really care. But, you know, there's just some horses that get that. And I guess there's some people like that too, though, you know, that just have to have somebody else around all the time.
You know what, though? You know, thinking back, Edward, when I first got him, he'd whinny like crazy when my arena's at the front of the property and the barn is at the back. And he'd whinny like crazy, and he finally just kind of figured it out. I will return. I will return to my home. Like, seriously.
Well, all right. So now, when we add some now with the new system, when we add callers, Jennifer can still do that and get them set up to talk to us live behind the scenes. But when somebody's going to be on Skype with us, which means they should have about as good a sound as we do, I actually have to add them live, which is something we've always wanted to call people live. We'd be able to do that now, by the way. So let's try and add Debbie Laux, who, of course, is the host, Monty Roberts' daughter and host of Horsemanship Radio. I know many of you listen to that, and we thank you for that, too. But we're going to try and add her in. We got guests today that would be forgiving of would understand. So hello, Debbie.
Hello, Glenn. How are you?
Good.
And hi, Jamie.
Debbie, you sound completely different.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Who knew? I was a man. No. How are you all?
You sound great. Wow, this is nice. We can actually hear you. It's not like you're on the phone with us.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Even though I'm surrounded by computers and microphones and everything, I'm actually... Yeah, this is much better than a cell phone sound.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, now I'm going to let Jamie take over here.
Oh, awesome. Hi.
Well, hi. He's going to throw me out there, but I just wanted to let you know that I'm currently filling out my Monty Roberts International Learning Center application.
All right. I'm so excited you're coming. That's great. Do we fingerprint or what do we do when you get
She doesn't even know.
It is pretty like I've got to have proof of health insurance, of sign my life away,
right.
A signed photo release form, copy of my passport. Just kidding. That's photo ID or passport. Oh. I got to let you guys know of medical conditions. I mean, this is for real. Like, I'm going to be working my butt off, aren't I?
That's right. You're gently wild horses. You better have a medical release, I think.
Yeah. Anytime you go anywhere where they ask you for that you have to have health insurance, I start to worry.
Well, yeah. Fortunately, I'm covered, so we're good to go. Debbie, tell, because we're, you know, I'm a military family, so we get that TRICARE thing, and it's awesome. But you just don't figure on getting a doctor's appointment within the next 3 months.
We have very good doctors in that area.
You're better off going there. So, hey, tell everybody what we're talking about. What am I going to do?
I'm so excited you're going to do this. So we're having the first ever, like in history, Gentling Wild Horses course at Flags Up Farms in July. And we have a really select group. It's kind of like this first day, you know, on Horse Radio Network, we want to make sure that everybody gets through on your new sound system, which sounds really good. So this Gentling Wild Horses, we want to make sure that we've stacked the deck here with really good students. And so we've asked Jamie if she'd like to come.
You mean all the bad things I've said about her and you're still asking her to come?
You know, she's the entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
That girl.
That girl.
No, it's going to be really fun, though. So what we're going to do is we have an advanced course that we've had forever, and that is always about taking each student gets a project horse, and it's been untouched. They're often from rescues and, you know, places where maybe there was a hoarding situation, things like that. They ship them in from Nebraska or whatever. And the horses just have issues. And so we thought, but you know, the advanced students have to go through the whole process to get to the advanced courses. Wouldn't it be great if people wanted to come and just kind of have a project horse like that? I don't know if they're going to separate them out or if they're probably going to take your level and match you with a horse. And, you know, so that's not too crazy out there. So, you know, let's take the green people. This will be exciting. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to take the level. Some people probably won't even be able to, work within the gentling pen. So we have this thing called the IFA gentling pen, and it is covered with landscape fabric. So it's shady, and it's got two chutes. So horses stay together in tandem. And, this is where we start the gentling process for the very first time. You'll see it, Jamie, when you're there, but, to explain it, it's a system where you don't even have to touch an untouched horse until you get them all the way into this, sand paddock that has this chute that, it's very easy to work with because Dad's figured out the spacing that's needed. He's figured out how to open and shut little areas on it so that you can touch the horses and be completely safe, and they can feel pretty safe too. So, you know, it'll be kind of adrenaline up when they first go in there, but on the very first day, actually the adrenaline really drops. And it's so exciting to be able to read all of that. And then you know, we've got the instructors there and Dad there who are, giving you the inner dialogue of the horse. In other words, watch his ears, feel his girth area, and you can feel the heart rate come down. It's just, I don't want to give it all away, but it's really, really fun.
Okay, so I'm going to basically have a horse to my own to do this with and start?
Well, that's how the advanced courses do it. So I don't know if you'll have just one horse or if, you know, they'll to see the level. See, with the advanced students, we know exactly who they are and where they are when they come on in, right? With this one, if this one's levels are open, you really can come in here having never touched a horse before. You might not get in and touch one on this one either, but then we'll have really advanced people too. We have people flying in from England. It's a very small course, but we have, some really, really experienced people coming in from England as well who work with babies all the time. So they're really excited to take the course too. So we'll have maybe a range of people. And Jamie, you'll be on the experienced side. You've adopted a Mustang and you've worked with horses your whole life. So that's why I think it'll be really fun to be able to. I think one of the most fun things about those courses, because they're so international, that it's fun to brain pool, you know, that everybody, you know, my experiences and sharing their skills. And it's always a real cooperation when we have courses there. You know, nobody's really the know all be all, you know?
I just was thinking, Debbie, that I'm going to be in trouble because I'm probably going to fall in love with the horse that I work with and be like, oh, my God, I totally have to take him home now. So great. I got 2 weeks to put him in the trailer.
That's right. Are you bringing a three horse? Because I know you're bringing Thor and Edward, right?
I am. I'm so excited. Debbie was kind enough. You know, because Thor kind of regresses if he's not worked with every day, really. And
like
so,
like Chad, you know, when Chad.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, Chad.
And, you know, he doesn't. We're fine. Okay. But I think Edward could benefit from, you know, I've never had Edward in a round pen because I don't have one at my house and there's no space for it. Mm-hmm. And so I've never been able to join up with him. And I cannot wait. I think it's going to really improve our relationship. But he also has different not, I mean, I can clip him and he stands still for the mounting block. He has basic manners, but for some reason he's terrified of plastic bags. So I can't wait to get into the round pen and kind of introduce him in a gentle way to that, because my neighbor follows this other clinician, and basically you put this tremendously painful halter on the horse and you just continue to like basically whip the thing around him. And I've never wanted to do that to Edward because he has genuine fear. It's not, he's not bad about everything. He's just bad about a couple things. So I just have been very patient. So I'm so excited to be able to bring him to Flag Is Up Farms and to introduce him to things the right way. I'm such a fan, and I watch all of the videos on the university every day. That's what I do when Lucas takes a nap, is I'm like, okay, gotta go to school.
Yeah, take your lunch bucket and head to the computer. That's exactly. Awesome. No, that's awesome. Thank you. I heard you talking about Walter Won't Go Forward earlier, and that lesson is the one where we put on a pelling protector and we use, you know, electric tape and tape off the backside of the eyes so that they really just have a little pinprick looking forward. And there's so many things you can do to work with horse's fear, you know, to your advantage, really. And
if it's same with my pony, I'd have to do that whole thing with his eyes, and I'd also have to stuff his ears full of cotton.
Well, that's okay.
So he couldn't hear anything either. I pretty much have to make him deaf and blind.
That's what you learn on the university is, like, with Walter Won't Go Forward, it's this horse that literally won't go into the arena. And Monty has figured out this way to, like, put these blinkers on the horse and they can only see forward, and it makes them incredibly willing. But as he progresses, you know, and they get him in, no problem. He goes in and out, in and out. You just slowly cut back the tape.
Yeah.
And so, like he says in the video, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm not basically doing as much training with him, but the horse, I can't even get him in the pen. Like, this is what he needs to be doing right now. Yeah. And maybe, Scooter, you just put some cotton in those ears and slowly pull it out.
Little chunks.
You know what? All of these people who have problems with thoroughbreds and Mustangs and everything, all these training issues, none of them have owned a Hackney.
Oh, is that it? My horse is unique. My horse
is worse than everybody else's horse.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because horses differ from breed to breed.
They do. They do. Yeah, I'm telling you, guys.
A horse is a horse. Because that's all right. Monty only works with thoroughbreds, okay? That's it. Because the language of equus does not translate from horse to horse.
It is funny, right? Though, how many of these guys, I don't know about Monty, but how many of these guys out there that are quote unquote, even natural horse trainers or horse trainers of some sort will not go near a pony. And they won't do ponies in, I noticed this the other, and I talked to somebody about it. They won't do ponies in clinics because ponies are kind of stubborn and they've made them look bad in the past. So they won't do ponies in clinics. It's like, okay.
Uh-huh. I believe that, but they.
But what's the first thing we buy our child?
A pony.
Hopefully a green pony so they can grow together.
Oh, I have I have something there. We're going to play a song. I got to tell Debbie this. I got an email from Melinda, who I think was actually from California.
I'm sorry. Until it started bad.
And she said, she wrote me this long email, so I have to paraphrase. But she said, you guys would love this. I have a friend who bought a green horse off of Craigslist.
Oh yeah.
For her 13-year-old who hasn't ridden before. And she said, I tried to tell them. I told them over and over and over again. She said, I sent them emails. I sent them links to articles. I tried to tell them. So what she has requested the song Green on Green by Marianne Kennedy to be played today in their honor.
Perfect.
Green on Green. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I know. There's so many people who adopt the Mustang. They're like, I know, we can find a horse for is it even $150 these days from the BLM? Yeah. And I've got this 12-year-old girl who's, you know, it'll be perfect. They'll grow together.
Yeah,
tame a Mustang. Grow together. I remember my neighbor was like, we're going to get our 9-year-old a foal. So they can grow together. And I was like, I will, the foal will not be there very long. Like, I will find that foal home.
I will track them down.
Yeah. That is the worst idea I've ever heard. But, you know, people make exciting decisions like that. So back to our handling and training, since I've got you here. Okay. So It starts on a Monday. What do I get there? Saturday, Sunday set up? What's the?
Yeah, since you're bringing horses in, just, you know, get there on the weekend whenever you. She'll be there on Friday. Get there on the weekend.
I'm leaving now. I'm leaving tomorrow. I got
that. Yeah. And get the horses, you know, settled in because you wanted to work with them during the week in the off times. And, you know, on the Monday, there'll be an orientation in the classroom. You have this beautiful classroom and all set up and everything. And you won't spend hardly any time there. And, you know, bring your helmet, bring all your equipment that you feel safe in, bubble wrap, whatever it is. And then we'll be out, you know, most of the time. The gentling pen is just a few hundred yards from the classroom. And then the dad's famous round pen is just across the yard from the classroom. So you'll be working in both of those, I'm sure. Probably be a join up demonstration first thing in the morning. You know, the classic, here are the signs. You'll get, you know, really there's a small dictionary of equus, the language of the horses. And, I know it sounds like, oh, I can learn that in like a day and a half. And you can. The trouble is your timing, as you know, with horses, you know, timing is everything. And so what you'll want to do is really drill down on the dictionary, on your signs first, so that you can really read a horse for what we're going to do that week. And just wild horses, you know, if the deer are 100 times wild horses are like 100 times you know, a domesticated horse. Now, I don't know if you'll be working with the wild. We just adopted 3 Mustangs, a week ago from the BLM up in Ridgecrest. And so those will be worked on now, probably with the advanced, students a little bit, but they will still be in full flight mode by July and, you know, not completely handled, but they may even pick up some more like that, or
luckiest
they may.
Mustangs ever.
Oh, don't you think? I think so too. And lucky owners, you know, eventually too, because they haven't had, well, I was going to say they haven't had any bad experiences, you know, so they're not like coming through a rescue because they were abused or neglected. But on the other hand, what do? They put them in the holding pens. They then proceed to castrate, freeze brand. You know, there's some negative things that happen with humans, but for the most part, though, they will be pure language. And I think that's the coolest part of these courses is the pure language, to watch them manifest that and then choose to be, you know, trusting too. Eventually. Yeah.
And that's what I'm excited about learning is I've never, just even with Thor, there's certain things like I've always had horses off the track. They know how to clip. You know, I'm learning how to teach a horse to clip and to teach a horse to stand at the mounting block and all these different things that these racehorses kind of, they already know, you know, they already tie. They already do this and that. And so having a Mustang is definitely harder, but then an untouched one, being that I adopted one that had some training. I'm excited to see kind of how, cause I would like to do that in the future. I would like to take Mustangs and train them and from the beginning, but
from the
I
beginning.
Wanted to get my feet wet, you know? So this is just such an incredible opportunity, and I can't thank you guys enough for accepting me into the program. And I'm so excited about it. And you called me at the right time because I was up to here with my husband being deployed and my baby and all this. And I'm like, Glenn, I started crying on the phone. It was just totally embarrassing. So.
Where can, Debbie, we're going to have to let you go here soon. Where can people find out more about it?
Well, they can register or they can go online at www.joinup.org with a hyphen in between join and up. So it's JOIN-UP.org. You'll see the courses there. If you want to look around about Monty Roberts and the language of equus, just go to MontyRoberts.com. That's MontyRoberts.com. And, you know, the best thing to do is call them up. And I give you the number. It's 805-688-3483. And say, you know, I want to hear all about this course, because you'll talk directly to an instructor then. And, they know, you know, at this point, they're getting to know which horses are coming in and all that too. So it's really exciting. Yeah.
Very good. And one other question is, how's Monty's 80th birthday?
Oh, it's over. Yes, so
I know. You had the party, right? I mean,
we did. We had the party. So May 14th, you know, since January 1, he's been saying I'm 80 because we're like, Dad, you know, I know when you're 6, you're excited and you start saying you're 7, but he's rounding up at this point. He's having so much fun. And we did. We had a ball. We had it in the Western room. Jamie, you'll get to see this. We have this whole saloon, and then off the saloon is this big, clabbered wooden floored room with saddles hanging from the ceilings and everything. We had a couple hundred people in there, huge cake. And he, you know, it was just really, really fun. He got to work with horses all day. And then we went straight into his birthday party. What kind of birthday? You know, that's perfect for him. He loved it. It was really fun. Thank you for asking.
Well, good. I saw the pictures and it just looked like a lot of fun. And he looked very, very happy. So
he's very, very happy. He's now 81. He's talking about next year.
No, he's going to start rounding up.
Yeah, he'll start rounding up decades soon. I'm 90.
I'm in my 90th decade. Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie Louse, Horsemanship Radio. If you want to hear more of Debbie, just hop on over to horsemanshipradio.com. And I think we record another one on Thursday, right?
We do. See you on Thursday.
All right. See you there, Debbie.
Thanks for having me. See you guys.
All right. Bye-bye. I got to figure out how to hang up on Debbie. Okay, there we go.
She just has to hang up. I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh.
You should be. That sounds like a blast. It really does.
Amazing. Yeah.
I think you're going to love the place, too. The farm's supposed to be unbelievable. I can't wait to – I'm hoping to get there later this year and see the place. It just sounds incredible. It has 175 stalls. That gives you an idea how big the place is.
Yeah.
Your average farm. Yeah.
Having the horses there was not a problem, according to Debbie. She's like, we have 175 stalls. You can bring whoever you want, basically. So that was really, it's really nice of them to let me. I'm going to revert back to my, you know, teens and 20s where you'd work all day and then go ride your own horses after that. And so my days will be 12, 14 hours and I cannot wait. And then I'm going to sleep the entire night without a baby or a toddler now screaming my name, mama, mama, because he wants some water at 4 a.m.
Did you really want to ask her if the saloon had any alcohol? Did you?
I didn't even think about that, but that's a great question to put on my list of questions.
I thought, is she going to ask or not?
Is it BYOB or is it like, is there a cash bar?
You need your
like,
glass of wine before you go to sleep. It's on your vegan diet, you know?
It's part of it.
That's right. All right, let's take a break for equestrian collections. And then we have Green on Green by Marianne Kennedy. It is a request from Melinda for her friend who was an idiot and bought her 13-year-old a green horse. So we'll be right back.
Well, hi, everybody. Coach Jen here from Horse Radio Network, and I'm with Debbie from EquestrianCollections.com. And as is her habit, Debbie is here with the EquestrianCollections.com product of the week. Take it away, Debbie.
Well, hi, Jen. As all of our listeners know, I am all about the colors. I'm featuring the Ovation Sorrento breeches. Now, these are full-seat breeches, but the big deal is these things come in some really cool colors. Navy, amethyst, the regular old black, cobalt, jade, all of these way cool colors. You got to come on the site and look at them. And they also come in regular and long lengths. So there's something for everyone. You know what? Everybody has full seat breeches, but not everybody has them in green.
Yes, and I would say that's going to be Kelly green. That's not your boring old hunter green. That's a Kelly green. And they have lovely, lovely slash pockets in the front with a little bit of bling on them so that you can put your cell phone or your chapstick in there. These are great looking breeches, Debbie.
And don't forget the two bottoms, which make them so you can stick them in your boots, easily. So I just really think they're, something different and fun, and I think these days people are looking for that. So take a look at the Sorrento breeches made by Ovation at www.equestriancollections.com.
Fantastic. We'll see you next week, Debbie.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close, too far. Today you might get off scot-free, but chances are eventually he'll go up, you come down. That's when you'll understand this song. I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black and blue. If I were you, he's your first and he's only two. Haven't you heard? Take my word. Green on green makes black and blue. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close, too far. Today you might get off scot-free, but chances are eventually you go up, you come down. That's when you'll understand this song. I can't tell you what to do, but green on green makes black and blue.
That's Green on Green Makes Black and Blue. That was a dedication out to Melinda.
Uh-oh. Aha! You do have it now.
I did. I got it now. Yeah.
So I don't know. Listen, whatever you were doing during the song, quit screwing around with Jennifer and my song. My music, we couldn't hear it. There was all the sound was messed up.
Yeah, I discovered that I can't do what I did. So everybody else heard it. You just didn't. So
okay, because I was a little freaked out.
Fucked off.
Yeah, no, actually, but the listeners heard it. You just weren't hearing it. We were enjoying it. You weren't. So I know that I can't put myself on mute on Skype because then you can't hear anything. So
yeah.
I learned a lesson.
Glenn,
yeah.
You have also removed me from the IM. Yeah.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll fix that while you call. Why don't you try and get Leslie on the phone
it's
here
a
now?
Schooling show.
Jennifer's first attempt here at actually calling somebody. All right, so there we go. Now the chat should be good again. Well, let's see here. Did we have a news story? You know what? I noticed that, and this is so much fun. Mackinac Island up there in Michigan, which is the island with all horses, no cars. It's a tourist destination. Their horses have arrived now, and it's so cool because during the winter, the horses from Mackinac, about 500 of them, all head off to farms around Michigan, and so they can have the winter off, and then they head back by ferry. They're actually loaded onto the bottom deck of these ferries, and taken across takes about 40 minutes of ferry ride taken across there. They have about one handler for every three or four horses, and they take them across and they walk them up about 15 minutes to the carriage barns, and they're going back to work. It's just so cool how they do that. Wouldn't it be cool to get on a ferry with 40 horses? That'd be fun. I got to do that.
Yeah, a little scary, but these horses are super broke. I mean, it's not like you loaded up a bunch of Mustangs and put them in a boat.
Right. That's right. These horses are kind of used to it. So it's not really a problem. Yeah, so that is one thing that I saw. And the other thing, you're going to love this. You know how we talk about Bobby Flay occasionally because he's the famous chef and also owns racehorses.
Yes.
Well, remember we said that he was getting a divorce? We mentioned that, what, about a year ago? Well, his ex isn't happy at all.
No.
She's having a bit of a fit right now, and this is what happened. She called him gross, and this is why. Apparently, for an anniversary gift, he bought her a racehorse by the name of Dad's Crazy. Well, Dad's Crazy, this is back in 2009, and it was for their fourth wedding anniversary. Boy, he doesn't stay married long, does he? This was for their fourth wedding anniversary, and the horse is called Dad's Crazy, and Dad's Crazy went on to win about $130,000, did pretty well. Well, she is claiming that it was her horse given to her for anniversary, but Bobby kept all the winnings and never gave her any of the winnings. So, Stephanie claims when it comes to the horse, Bobby was a hog, not only keeping the purse money, but selling the horse for $60,000 and pilfering every penny. So,
I started to read this article and, it was, they've been at each other's throats in an ugly divorce battle. Now, here's the thing is that, obviously, if they were 2009 was their fourth wedding anniversary, they've probably been getting divorced since 2013 or 14.
Right.
Because this has been going on a long time.
Yeah.
So they weren't really married all that long.
And they did have a prenup, too.
Yeah, wants the prenup thrown out.
Yeah, don't they always?
Yeah, they always do. But I was reading this, and I'm like, who wrote this terrible written article? He's so gross, he gave her a racehorse and pocketed like $100,000.
Did you read TMZ. The headline, though? The headline was great. Bobby Flay's wife, screw you and screw the horse you rode in on.
So yeah, it's TMZ. It is definitely, they make really bad puns. She wants the prenup set aside, claiming it's grossly unfair. And as for the horse scratch, Flay admits he put it in her name, but denies lining his own pockets with the winnings. Giddy up!
I think really? This is his third marriage. I think this is his third or four, I'm not sure. I believe it's been a few.
You know,
there's been a few,
Glenn,
along the way.
Let me just point out here, and nobody in my family notwithstanding, three marriages is not that big a deal considering he was one that decided to have them sign a prenup. What is wrong with you, Dad? Seriously? Sorry.
Oh, you were still talking about Bobby, aren't we?
That was Bobby Flay.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case.
Sorry about
just
that.
Saying.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I don't have any problem.
Yeah, but now I do think that, let's talk about that. What I want to talk about for a second here, and then we'll get our next guest on. What I want to talk about for a second was, if I give you, whether you're my sister or my wife or my brother, doesn't matter. If I give you a gift of the racehorse, you're expecting the winnings, right?
Yeah, I'm curious to know whether she paid taxes on the earnings and or wrote any of it off or anything like that.
But then when the horse is sold, you expect that money too, right? I mean, I would if somebody gave me a gift. That's my money.
Yeah, I'm betting she didn't handle it much.
No, I'm betting she didn't either. I'm betting she didn't even, she may have petted the horse's nose once or maybe never at all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, probably not. And so I don't imagine that she was down at the track, you know, timing workouts for it on a Tuesday morning.
I don't imagine she was.
But I don't know. This is TMZ, and you can't trust anything that TMZ says.
And that comes from a girl who used to work in traditional radio. And I bet you you've talked about TMZ a few times in traditional
radio. Oh, my
radio.
Gosh. Well, they're funded to check because they give you breaking total BS news. So, you know, and that show that they have, my gosh, where they just attack people. It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
All right. Let's get our next guest on here.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
Well, we have Leslie with us from Horse Nation. We hope if Jennifer did her job right. Hello, Leslie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Now, we need to get you on Skype, and you will sound as good as us then when you're on the show. We need to fix that.
Oh, yeah. I can Skype.
Oh, cool.
I can Skype?
Yeah.
Well, don't we sound amazing and wonderful now?
Sexy.
Yeah, sexy. That's what I was. I was like, something's different. Yeah. Just move up on the sexy-o-meter for sure.
Why exactly do we have her on the show again? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. But she's making me feel like it's a Monday, but it's Tuesday, people. We are that much closer to Friday. There was an article that you guys put on Horse Nation, and Glenn, you know, I am the first to be nostalgic about horsey things, but this, I'm sorry, made me feel old. Ah, it's terrible.
Oh, the one about nostalgia, five horsey things that will make you miss your childhood, that
yes.
one?
Yes, because yeah. I did read Marguerite Henry, but there's some things, like I did not play Karen O'Connor in a PlayStation. We didn't have PlayStations when I was a kid.
No, and that's more okay. when I was a kid, actually.
Yeah.
I couldn't get on board with that one either, but
I can.
But
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You hush.
Yeah, I think we had an Atari, actually. Like, that's, now I'm dating myself.
See, no, it's okay, because my parents were, my parents were ghetto, and we had an Intellivision. Like, we couldn't even get an Atari.
What the heck was that? I don't even know what that was.
That was the lesser-known crappy cousin
of
Pong players.
That's because, maybe it had something to do with that prenup you just mentioned. You know, Bobby Flay's prenup.
Yeah, sure. So talk to us about this. First of all, the first thing she talked about in this article was a book series called Thoroughbred. And I do not know how I missed this one, because I read all of Walter Farley's books, and then I read as a tween all the Saddle Club books, but I am unfamiliar with Thoroughbred. Did you read those?
I read all of them. I'm so sad for you that you missed out on that, although it is never too late.
It is not too late. I am going to do it. What are they about?
Yeah,
talk to me.
So it's this girl, I think her name was Ashley. Of course I remember all of this. And, she and her family, like, moved to, like, right outside Lexington and have, like, basically, have a thoroughbred, breeding operation. And, you know,
seriously, you just get to move outside Lexington into a thoroughbred breeding operation? I hate her already. Anyway.
Yeah. And of course there's much, you know, teenage girl /
angst. Angst is the word we use.
Bonding and cuddling, snuggling and stuff.
Is there a guy? Is there a boy that shows up in the books?
I don't remember there ever being a boy that showed up.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. There was like a, and I think there was a lot of like, I mean, actually, I think a lot of the horses were like fillies. The ones that she sort of, I think Wonder, the horse's name was Wonder. And like they sort of bonded after like, as like when Wonder was a foal, and then like, you know, Ashley like nursed a little sickly foal to, you know, into health. And then she, like, Wonder grew up to, like, win the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont. And, of course, because of course.
Because they're going to win all of it.
All of it, yeah. Oh, yeah, and I think she grew up to be, like, she grew up to be a jockey, too. Yeah, I believe that's how the plot line went.
Well, of course, she lives in Kentucky, and she's this probably tiny, petite little girl that lives outside Lexington that owns a bunch of racehorses. I hate her already. I'm not reading the book series. It's just not fair.
Do you guys, you know, you were in this article, is the Equestriad 2001, which is the game on PlayStation. But do you guys remember there was one even before that? The first horsey game was Mary King's Riding Star. And you played it on your computer. That was back in the 90s. We sold thousands of them when we had our tack shop because it was the only game ever. And it was not the most thrilling event ever. If I remember, the graphics were kind of muddy back then. I don't know. It's been a long time. Did you ever play it?
Yeah. My friend who was in Pun Club with me, Heather Howell, had it. And so, like, I loved going over to her house to play it.
Why do girls named Heather have all the stuff they want? They just ask Dad. If your name is Heather, you can ask your dad anything and he'll get it for you. I don't know why that is.
What is that?
You know, and Heather, you know, in those movies about the, you know, the teen cliques, all the movies about the teen cliques, the head of the in gang is always named Heather or Brittany.
Yeah.
That one of those two.
Oh, Brittany. Yes. Brittany's one.
Yeah.
Or Tiffany. Ashley. Yeah.
Tiffany.
Ashley.
Yes. Right.
Well, in
the other book series, her name is like Veronica. Veronica.
Oh yeah, Veronica in the Saddle Club.
And we apologize to all the Heathers, Tiffanys, and Veronicas that are now listening.
Not Ashley's though.
We love you. If you're listening to this show, you're not like them. So now I got to go on to the next one here. She wrote this to me this morning. This one seems so fitting for Horses in the Morning. Tell us about the video that seemed fitting for us.
Oh yeah. Didn't you guys see this? Like, it's floating around Facebook last week. It was hilarious. It's a pony that's like wearing a hoodie, but like it's a pony, but I don't know. So it looks, here's what it looks like. It looks like there's a pony sitting at a table wearing a hoodie eating cereal.
Yeah. It's
with
hilarious.
A spoon. But and of course there's like actually a person with the pony in the hoodie who is actually like spoon feeding the horse cereal, but I don't know. I can't even handle it. It's so ridiculous.
Hilarious.
It is funny.
I've seen videos with people that did a video like this with a dog, but one is so much better. So much better.
Yeah.
I love the one.
Especially because the horse looks like.
You have them both in here. You have the dog and cat one in here too. And I love the fact that the cat, now these are human hands that are feeding these pets at a table. And the cat, the dogs are just devouring everything right off the plate. And the human is trying to feed the cat and he's just not having any parts. It's just not That's interested.
Not interested. And he's at the head of the table too.
Yeah. That's right. That fits. I love
you
the
guys
tone
are all idiots. Gosh, man. They have their own thing going on.
Now, the horse clothing one was another article, too, that 8 hilarious photos of readers wearing horse clothing. The readers are really getting into this, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. We have, our readers are bonkers, and I love them all. Like, but sometimes they just really show their, like, wear their bananas on their sleeve, you know?
Okay.
In this instance. So we did, you know, like, our photo challenge. We do these weekly photo, 24-hour photo challenges. And we're like, you know, send us your pictures of whatever. So this time, Kristen Kovach, who comes up with all these themes, and she's brilliant, decided to send a call out for people wearing horse clothing. Did our readers come through in true Horse Nation fashion? I mean, everything from somebody that took like a sparkly, like blinged out brow band and was wearing it kind of like as a headband. Actually pretty cute. She's pulling it off. There's a fly bonnet on a head. There's a fly mask on the head. This one was kind of genius. Like, here's another one that like I never would have ever crossed my mind. Using like a capuchin, like a nose band.
See, this is where I take offense, because these bitches are so skinny. It's not even fair. Like, the noseband part goes around their waist with jackets
on. Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true.
Now, the other part that I want, can I please just throw it out there?
Is there anybody else you would like to offend this morning, Jamie?
No, yes, because the girl in the gray, am I seeing her nipple? Is that her nipple?
What? Jamie?
Horse Nation has nudity. That's a nipple.
You're out of control.
No, let me review who she's made mad this morning. Her dad. Everybody named Heather, Veronica, and Stephanie. And then everybody that's posted on your page here, pretty much. So.
Listen, Jamie, I know you're just jealous of their tiny, tiny. But, like, I think I think we definitely could fit into a warm blood size. I think for sure.
I'm going draft.
For sure.
That's hilarious. But I just wanted to point out.
I'm not fitting in any of them. So they're.
Nope. Yeah. You're best to stay quiet.
Yes.
I didn't mean to offend everybody. I'm just pretty sure that's my book. Just saying.
And see, now that your sound quality is so much better, they actually hear you offending them. So
that's true.
Yeah.
See, nah, nobody listens anyway.
That's right. Yeah, nobody listening. That's good. Well, Leslie, it is horsenation.com. I'll tell you what, I will check in with you and we'll see if we can get you a microphone and a cord. And we'll, from now on Mondays, we'll see if we can get you with a lot better sound.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Do you have a good internet connection there in Tennessee at the house?
I do.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll get that set up so that so we can get that done, and then you'll be all crystal clear sounding to the listeners.
Does she have a good internet connection, Glenn? She runs Horse Nation.
Well, that's true.
Of course, she's got a good internet.
You don't know. She could be at Starbucks all day. One of those girls sitting at Starbucks all day. Looks like they moved in. You know,
yeah, spend like $45 a day on
coffee,
lattes. Yeah.
Leslie from horsenation.com. Thank you so much. Talk to you again soon.
Take care. Have a great week.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's see if I hung up on the right person. Well,
I don't think she appreciated the nipple comment.
No, I don't think she did. I don't think she did.
But I'm pretty sure that's it. I mean, or a weird smudge from her horse.
Well, we're going to change the tune and have to get a little bit more serious because we don't want to ignore all our listeners and friends down there in Texas and Oklahoma. You have family in Oklahoma.
I know.
And you have family in Texas, too, for that matter. So we wanted to get somebody on to talk about what's been going on. And we've been following her posts on Facebook, and she was kayaking in her backyard yesterday. Because they've had such a horrendous time down there in Texas. The governor has declared a state of emergency for a lot of the place. For some of our listeners from around the country and around the world who do not know, Texas has been in a drought for pretty much 5 years, and now they're getting so much rain. They've had a ton of rain in some places. They're getting 4 or 5 inches in 90 minutes, and they've had over one and a half feet of rain in some areas since the beginning of May. 6 times the normal, which has caused massive flooding. They've had tornadoes, and just everything you can imagine has been hitting this state. And we have Tammy, who used to be the host of course, the Western Radio Show, and now hosts our Road to the Horse Show here on Horses in the Morning. And hopefully we get her on here. Tammy, we're testing a new system. Are you there?
I heard about that. I heard about your new system, Glenn, and so far, so good.
Oh, good. You still sound like you're on a phone, but we can fix that in the future. Are you able to get out the back door, or do you need the kayak I saw pictures of?
I left my kayak near the mailbox as a joke. I figured some lighthearted humor never went astray around here.
I'll tell you what, it's been bad, though. We don't want to make light of this situation. It's not been great in Texas and Oklahoma.
No, it really hasn't. And I flooded last week, and I was really upset about that. And I got everything bleached and cleaned and all the stuff that you do. And I went to bed the other morning and got up, and I sat on my couch and I cried, Glenn, and I'm like, seriously, like, again? Like, the water was in my living room, and I was just like, what do you do? I mean, I just couldn't believe it happened again. So, I mean, I was like, okay, I know what to do now.
you're practiced.
After I had my little, you know, call my friend, oh my God, I just rebought everything. I just, you know, went ahead and kind of cleaned everything up. And then I'm like, okay, you know, that's when I put my little pink rubber boot pony boots on and made that post. Like, I've had it up to here with this water, you know. So it's disheartening. It is. And it's not like, it just doesn't stop. And it's like what you said, it's the 5 or 6 inches in an hour that kills us, because when it rains, we're not getting it straight away. We're getting it about an hour after it rains, when everything kind of gathers up and comes down. And I've moved all my horses, and we're very lucky to have an indoor arena. So all the horses are off the ground and in the indoor and safe, but it's just, you know, people and property, and it's the books and it's the photos and it's the things that you can't replace that are hurt. But all that got torn up the first time around. So the second time wasn't near as bad.
Well, and I know there's a lot of people who have died, and there's a lot of people missing right now from houses just getting washed away. There was a dam that broke, and it's just been a whole lot of things. And part of the problem I think you guys had is you were in such a drought for so long, for years, that your ground was so hard, it just, nothing was sinking in right away.
It is, and now it's saturated. That's the problem, is everything's saturated, and it's super saturated, and anything that gets, it's raining now. And anything that gets put on there just sticks on top. So, I mean, we're gonna make some earth moving changes and stuff, but it's just one of those, I mean, I hate to call it a 100-year flood, because I don't know if it is or it's not, Glenn. Who knows anymore? The weather's just, I was never scared of the weather until I came to America. And now you're like, you can drown 1 minute and get washed away or blown up or pelted with a hail, or it's just crazy over here. But it is disheartening, and it is sad. And I think sometimes you just need to stop and give yourself a reality check. And, you know, I mean, everyone knows that I do the mounted shooting, and I was going to go buy myself a new set of guns on the weekend. And I woke up with all the flood water, and I was supposed to go pick them up. And I was like, well, I shouldn't really get them now, and I've got so much to do, and all this has happened to me. And I thought to myself, you know, it's going to be here when I get back.
Yes.
There's nothing I can do about it. It's okay. You know, you'll be all right. Go get your new guns, you know. So it's just, when you look at the big picture, I mean, there's a lot of people that have suffered a lot more damage than I have. And I was at the feed store buying feed the other day, and I overheard some people are having a conversation about losing horses.
I have read that there's been a lot of horses that have drowned and had that problem too.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about everybody there in Texas. Just heard from Robin, who lives down there, who says they had 3 storms pass over yesterday that were producing tornadoes. And I guess that's the other worry. Do you have a storm cellar? I know Mary Kitzmiller, our friend, who also hosts, who will be here on Friday hosting. She posted yesterday, I don't know if you saw her Facebook, she was posting from the storm cellar. Because there were tornadoes nearby, and I know tornadoes have been a big issue down there too.
They've been huge. I was coming back from a horse show the other week, and I got stuck in all those tornadoes that tore up south Fort Worth here, and I couldn't go home because they were tearing them. That's where I live. So I thought to myself, it wasn't worth the stress of trying to dodge these things to get home. So I just pulled over on the side of the road and went under an underpass. And I thought, if I sit here for 3 or 4 hours in my living quarters trailer with my horses under the underpass, I don't care, you know. To me, it was worth the peace of mind just to sit there under the underpass and let all that tear that stuff up. Because what I thought to myself is, the most important things I have in the world are with me. So it can tear my house up. Like, I don't care. And that's kind of how I looked at it. So I did. I sat, you know, I was kind of jumping around from underpass to underpass, I felt like I was playing cat and mouse. You know, my friends were like, okay, go to this road and then go into that underpass and wait there for an hour and then we'll call you. And it's just, you're playing with something bigger than yourself, and that's really scary.
Well, you know, we've talked about it, too. We've talked about it on the show before. Tornadoes are the things, I think, that scare me the most because you really have no warning.
Yes.
I mean, you really don't have any warning. And, you know, hurricanes, you know, blizzards, you can prepare for all those because you know about them a week ahead.
Yeah.
But boy, this, you know, the pop-up storms like we get here in Florida and, you know, the lightning and then the tornadoes that you guys get are just...
Yeah.
Just
crazy.
That's
what's so scary. Yeah. And that's just, and there's nothing you can do. I was showing in South Dakota and a tornado came and, I was with some friends and they were like, you've got to come to the shelter and you've got to leave your horse. And we were showing in the indoor and they said, tie him up and come with us to the bathroom because it was getting really bad. And I was like, I don't want to leave him. I can't leave him. And they were getting mad at me. They said, tie him up and just don't argue. Just come with us. And I remember sitting there hugging his neck and I was torn. I didn't want to walk away from him and I didn't want to die. And those situations they're heart wrenching. So it's something bigger than you and it's something scary and it's anything for a control freak like me, Glenn, that's really tough. I want to control everything in my life. And
see, now with Jamie, she has that other thing. She has the haboobs, which, you know, the huge sandstorms that just come over at no notice with heavy winds and fill up her pool full of stuff. You had several last year, didn't you?
We did. It was a pretty big haboob season, and it's usually in August, so I've got that to look forward to for this year.
And we have hurricane season coming up.
When you said that, Glenn.
No. It's true.
No idea, like that's although like, not an Australian term. I'm like, what is he talking about?
I do like saying the word. It sounds dirty. It really does.
I'm like, should I ask or should I just roll with it?
No, wow. Those are the ones you see the pictures of in the desert regions where it's just this wall of sand coming across and it doesn't even look real.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It doesn't look real
like
at all.
Like New Hidalgo, the movie with the horse.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You had a few of those, didn't you, Jamie?
I think what she's trying to get at is that I have giant haboobs.
Is that what she's trying to
say? Really trying to get at. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, Tammy, you be safe down there in Texas, and we're thinking about all of our listeners down there in Texas and Oklahoma, you and your horses, and wishing you the best. We hope the rain at least slows down to normal here soon.
Yes. I think I was on the social media looking at Roger the Horse this morning, Glenn, you know, making sure everything's good, and I saw a post by Chris Cox. And this morning he wrote, he's one of our, you know, Roger the Horse champions, and he said, whoever's praying for rain, please stop and pray for the White House instead. And I thought, you know, that about says it all right there.
All right, Tammy, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
We'll look for more kayaking pictures later.
Yes, I'm going to keep it handy. My emergency exit.
Bye, Tammy.
Bye, guys.
Wow. We do have a variety of weather here in the United States. And, you know, it's so funny because I talked to other people that move here from like New Zealand and Australia, and they just don't get those bad, bad, bad storms with the tornadoes and all that stuff.
You know what, though? I mean, every place has its issues because where Chad was stuck in Hawaii because there was a typhoon in Guam.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, when he got there, he said there was so much stuff that was just kind of washed away. So everybody has their own stuff. And I'm sure that Australia has its own issues. I mean, giant kangaroo attacks, koala bears, strangulations.
Right.
I don't know. Be sleeping, a koala bear just gets it wrapped around your neck. That's an issue, I would imagine. The kangaroo's kicking you. I've seen that in cartoons. I don't know. There's so much more.
All right. Well, I think we made it without like any major hiccups today in our schooling show. I think we probably got a, what do you think? Are we got a blue ribbon, a red one? What do you think?
I don't know. You kind of screwed us up because, so basically Jennifer and I get blues.
The listeners weren't screwed up.
You get yellow.
I get yellow. Yeah. You get blues. Okay.
Because nobody likes yellow. I mean, red's cool and like pink is cool, but nobody likes a yellow ribbon.
Yeah, that is kind of true. Although they look great when they make them into those afghans and stuff. The yellow ones. You need the yellow ones then to bring some color to it.
Nobody likes white either. So you get
oh, you know, I think I like white the least because they get dirty. They just show the dirt so much.
They get dirty. They get the little spots on them from the flies when you hang them.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's true. Ruby. I just want to let you guys know that Ruby, our teenage listener, is telling me that I have to go back and read every one of the Thoroughbred books because it's like absolutely amazing. So if anybody has any Thoroughbred books, I need to be immersed in the culture of Lexington and racehorses. To be honest, I was just totally jealous of that girl. That book sounds awesome. The whole series.
Well, apparently, according to the chat room, the series continues on with with this lady's daughter, who is an eventer.
Oh, God, so it just gets better.
It's perfect.
I'm going to have time to read when I'm in California, so I need to collect as many. I'm going on Amazon right now. Here I come, Amazon.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for putting up with us today. We really appreciate it. We'll be back for a normal Wednesday tomorrow. This week is a little screwed up. Jamie's heading off for a trip. I think you're heading off. You're off on Friday anyway. I don't know exactly what you're doing, but you're off on Friday. So we have Mary Kitzmiller is going to be getting her. She missed earlier in the month, so she's going to be doing her day on Friday. There'll be no really bad ads today. We will be doing those again next week, and we're going to be giving away the fork next week as well. So just a little bit because of the holiday messed up week for us. But Jamie will be back tomorrow morning, and we'll all be here at 9 a.m. Eastern. Sounding terrific and amazing.
Yes, it will be awesome. I'm heading to Atlanta for my dad's 70th birthday, dude.
Ah, well, he's not talking to you anymore.
Probably not. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Happy birthday, Dad. I totally sold you out. Spay, neuter, geld, guys. Love you. Mean it.